The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter a seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of the plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
How does your faith change you? How does it shape your life? How does it change your perspective of who you are? And I think, my dear brothers and sisters, I believe that no matter how small your faith is, it has the capacity to change you, to shape you, and to truly allow you to grow as a human person. 7 years ago, after we graduated from the seminary, my batchmates and I gathered in a house and was just discussing about our future as priests. And suddenly, one of us raised his glass and, "Let's have a toast. Let us change the world." We raised our glasses. "Let's change the world." 5 years have passed, we reunited, and we discussed about, have we changed the world? No, we did not. The world is the same as before. It did not change. The situation did not change. But certainly, there was change in us. In each one of us, something has changed. And it goes the same with each one of us. If we have faith, even as small as a mustard seed, it can change us. Although it will not change our situation, although it will not change our situation in life, but it will change who we are. It will change who you are. And that is what it's like in the kingdom of God. It is like a little seed planted, and it will grow. You will see the leaf buds out. You will see it full blown, and you will see the fruits and the flowers from the plants. It is like a mustard seed that when planted, it will grow like a largest bush so that the birds of the sky can build a nest on it. And I think, my dear brothers and sisters, in our life, we must take the words of St. Paul to walk by faith and not by sight. To allow that faith in us, even if it is just little, to grow and allow the Lord to fill us with graces and blessings so that He Himself can change us. The kingdom of God is Jesus Himself that is sown in our hearts. And he wants us to realize that as we grow, he always allows us to realize that he is always there with us. And he wants us to change, to bear fruit, and to remain in him and in his love. And how do we do that? We must start off little, just like the kingdom of God. When Jesus started preaching about the kingdom of God, he started off with 12 disciples and later on became 11. How tiny his disciples were. And it grew. After his resurrection, he sent them forth to the world to preach the gospel. And it grew, and more people added to the flock who have heard about Jesus and believed. And that is why we are all here. In our life also, the kingdom of God can grow, and it has a capacity to grow and to spread out, beginning with ourselves. But how do we take care of our faith? Do we allow it to grow? Do we allow it to really take root? And with our little good things that we do each day, let us be hopeful that the little things we do each day can be good things or great things later on in life, so that others can see the good things in us and give thanks and praise to God. Saint Therese of Lisieux once said that I don't have to do great things just to prove of my love of God. I can do little things, little good things. I start up little to express my love and devotion to God. Little good things, yet with great and tremendous love. Mother Teresa of Calcutta also says that I cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters and make many ripples so that others can see the good things of the faith I have and do the same thing also. So my dear brothers and sisters, back to the question that I asked in the beginning, how does your faith shape your life? How does it change you? How does it allow you to see the good things of God in your life? Let us take the words of Saint Paul today. Let us walk by faith and not by sight, and allow the kingdom of Christ to take root in our hearts. He may not change our situation. He may not do incredible things in our life, but certainly he will change who we are. He will change who you are. Amen.